Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to In Depth, presented by the San Antonio Express News. My name is Luis Vasquez, and I'll be your host as we bring in journalists to give us an inside perspective into the stories they bring to the Express News each week. Today, I'm joined by staff writer Marina Starleaf Riker. She joins the show to talk about the state's response to the latest COVID surge. Welcome back to the show, Marina. How are you doing this morning?
Good. Thanks so much for having me.
All right. So we're in the middle of a COVID surge. Well, why don't you go ahead and tell us what your article is about? Because it feels a little more complex than just we have a COVID surge and we're not getting help, kind of like the gist of it. But go ahead and let me know what's going on.
Yeah. So I actually, the week before we published this story, I had started to hear that San Antonio was potentially asking the state for help to get nursing staff. And I should back up and say, actually, starting in April of 2020, right when the pandemic was beginning and we were realizing kind of how serious this was, the state actually made a move to contract with staffing agencies to hire nurses and respiratory therapists. So that way, the state had these giant contracts, and then local communities could actually just submit a request to the state and say, hey, we need 500 nurses or whatever that is. And then the state would send them nurses. So that way, they didn't actually have to negotiate the contracts, et cetera. So this time around, that actually went on from April of 2020 until June of this year, according to the state. But this time around, in end of July, when we started to see these major spikes, San Antonio started asking for help again, and the state wasn't responding. So we started looking into that, myself and Josh Fechter, and we realized that actually the state had kind of made this sudden shift in policy. So instead of hiring the nurses themselves, which I should also back up and say, they were getting reimbursed by the federal government for all of this as well. They said, no, we're not going to do that anymore. We want cities and counties to dip into their own stimulus money from the federal government to hire these nurses instead, considering that that's federal funding. But the hospital administrators and healthcare leaders that I spoke to, some of them were kind of confused. They didn't really know what this meant. We were writing this story last Friday. The state had just sent out that letter on Thursday. And this is when, I mean, hospitals were dealing with some very serious surges. So they really needed staff. And I think they were really feeling the pressure of that. So it just basically, I mean, I think it kind of surprised everyone to some degree. And then we were kind of just scrambling to figure out what was happening in our story.
This was breaking news when you reported it. Have we learned anything since then? Has the state given any kind of response as to why they're not going to be doing this? Is it like a logistical thing or anything like that?
So the policy still stands. The state is not going to be fulfilling those requests. What the state actually told me last Friday, I talked with someone from the Texas Division of Emergency Management, which they had sent out this letter basically to cities and counties saying, hey, y'all have this stimulus money. You can use it to pay for medical surge staffing. So they did send another memo over the weekend basically saying that yes, this is the policy, and we will help you get reimbursed by the federal government should you need to hire nursing staff. But yeah, as of right now, I mean, that's still the policy. I mean, hospitals here in San Antonio are definitely under some major strains. We're seeing patients crowded in the ERs. I mean, our numbers have just jumped exponentially. I mean, about a month ago, I think there were give or take about 140 patients in hospitals. And then as of yesterday evening, I think it was about 938. So when you just think about how many more people that is in hospitals, that's a lot of patients to take care of. And then just to provide more context, I mean, back in January when we had that really bad surge here, I want to say our hospitals had give or take about 1,600 extra staffers that had been sent by the state. So that's 1,600 extra people that they don't have right now. And they had actually requested last week 550 nurses from the state. And that's the request that the state actually denied. That's kind of what got our story started, was we were like, hey, San Antonio asked for 550 nurses. Why didn't they get them? And why is this different than previous surges?
You mentioned in your stories how rural hospitals might suffer a lot because of this policy. How are they hit a little bit harder than maybe some of these larger cities hospitals?
Yeah, and I mean, and a lot of this does remain to be seen, just because the surges are so localized. But I mean, you're seeing it; it's kind of bad everywhere in Texas right now. So even, I mean, I was talking with major hospital systems here in San Antonio, and I mean, they said they're competing amongst each other for staff. So when you kind of think about it, just even pre-pandemic, I mean, it was really hard for rural hospitals to recruit folks to begin with. I mean, because I would imagine big major metropolitan hospitals, they probably pay more. There are more job options for spouses if you're moving a family there. So, I mean, it was a whole lot harder for them to get doctors and nurses even prior to the pandemic. And then now, all of these major cities are in massive COVID surges. They're trying whatever they can to possibly get nurses and respiratory therapists into their hospitals, and they're all competing against each other. So the rural hospital administrators that I spoke to were really concerned about that. And then their other concern was, and when I was talking to them on Friday, I should also say, most people, the vast majority of folks that I spoke with for the story, actually did not know about the state policy change. They had no idea why the state was denying their requests. Apparently, that kind of communication hadn't gotten passed down by the time that I talked to them. So they were really worried about the financial impacts. You had a lot of these rural hospitals that were struggling financially to begin with, just because Medicaid reimbursements being low, patients not being able to afford their medical bills, declining populations of patients just in those communities. And then these hospitals are worried that they're going to have to pay maybe two or three times what they normally would to get a nurse to come staff this surge. So they were really concerned about that. And I think that this is something that, I mean, we'll see unfold over the next several weeks and months.
One of the things you mentioned in the article, you said, was Seth Christensen, a spokesman for the Texas Division of Emergency Management, said that the state was also hoping to solve a problem that arose when the state provided contracted medical staff. Some nurses quit their jobs at Texas hospitals to join staffing companies that offered higher pay. I didn't even know that that was a thing.
Yeah, and that's something that I have not explored quite as much, but it's something that it was a complaint that I heard throughout the pandemic, and I don't have data to show any of that. That was just when I was talking with them about, hey, why did you make this change? That was something that he said. Because we're under major pressure in their hospital systems, and these staffing agencies do sometimes pay a lot more. So that was a big concern, that hospitals were getting their staff poached by these staffing agencies. And I think that's still to some degree a concern now, even though they're not state contracted. And I should also say, I mean, he also talked about how, yeah, in Texas, emergency response typically, he said, starts at the local level And when you exhaust all your local resources, that's when you can go to the state or the feds. So that's kind of what they were arguing, was that, hey, counties have millions of dollars in some cases in federal funding that's earmarked specifically for this. They should be using that money to hire surge staff.
I see. All right, Marina. Well, we're going to keep a lookout on this, and I'm sure we're going to talk about this some more later on down the road. I appreciate you coming on so early in the morning. Thank you.
Thanks so much.